We're going to be talking about a brand new quarterly event. It's called Discourse, and it's being hosted by Fremantle Arts Centre. The first edition is happening tonight, and it's exploring the question, what's text got to do with it? And that question is going to be answered by curator and writer Gemma Weston. Now, the event was the brainchild of our next guest, Fremantle Arts Centre's curator of visual arts, Glenn Isagar Pilkington. And Glenn joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us to talk about this new event. Now, you're relatively new to the role, and I was curious, was this a project that was looking for the right home, or was it an idea born from being in the Frio Arts Centre?
So I guess, being pretty new to the job, only starting in June last year, we've sort of looked at key parts of our business, and obviously at Fremantle Arts Centre, a big part of what we do is in making exhibitions and trying to find opportunities to share different stories around those exhibitions with our existing audiences, but also to develop new audiences for Fremantle Arts Centre. So Disclosure really came out of trying to think of new ways to create dialogue around our exhibitions and to have people speaking from a different lens rather than just the curator or the Arts Centre's perspective on something.
Yeah, tell me, what do you hope audiences will get from these events? What do you hope they'll take away from it?
Well, I think this particular edition, our inaugural edition of Disclosure, is really responding to themes and practices that are seen in our current exhibition Undertow. And so one of the kind of sub-themes, or one of the modes of storytelling that you'll see in that exhibition, is very much looking at text-based practice or language, either whether that's, like spoken word or written word. And so that presented us a really interesting opportunity to kind of look at the history of text-based practice and the highs and lows of those kinds of traditions, and who are included in those spaces and who aren't. Because I guess there's obviously that thing around literacy too. You need to be able to read to be able to understand a written word which features in an artwork. So I think what these disclosure events offer is this unique opportunity to delve into art history and to delve into modalities of art making that artists are working with, in the here and now also.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting topic to choose as sort of your debut theme, because obviously, being an art gallery, we assume and think of it in terms of being a visual medium. But of course, there's actually a lot of text going on in those spaces. Why did you choose that as your first theme?
I think for me, I was really, when I was developing this exhibition, so if you just sort of throw back to August and September last year, Oceans or Waradan was the starting point. But second to that, I was really drawn to artists who either worked with audio and had spoken word components in their work, or who were working with text. And so while that wasn't a really conscious thing at the time, I just found myself gravitating to artists who had text or text-based components in their work. And so really kind of, going along that exhibition making journey, it just became apparent that was very much a theme and needed some further interrogation. And rather than me always being the person that speaks to that, Disclosure really presents an opportunity for us to invite other voices into the discourse at Fremantle Arts Centre.
Now, I did quite like the title, What's Text Got to Do With It? I wasn't sure if that was a deliberate riff on a certain famous song or not. But what will audiences be in for tonight?
I think Gemma Weston is an incredible speaker. She approaches things from really unique angles, and I've found myself kind of in awe of her messages when she's been talking to exhibitions. So I think Gemma will give us a bit of a historical look at the way that text and art have kind of interwoven together, and the way that artists have worked with written word and everything from kind of calligraphy from the Far East through to, very contemporary neon works that are in the here and now. And I think, Gemma will look at kind of some of the more theoretical aspects of text in art and the challenges it presents, but also the opportunities that working with text has in terms of really potent and poignant messaging in contemporary artwork.
Now, the event's kicking off tonight. Can you give us a little bit more details about that for people who are interested?
Yeah, so gates will open at Fremantle Art Centre down at Wallilup at 6:30, and we're looking to kick off just before 7 o'clock. Our galleries will be open, we'll be running a bar, and it will just be a really intimate sort of setting for people to come and share time and space and thinking about, you know, how artists work with text.
Awesome. Now, I understand you've also got some other events coming down the pipeline. What else is going on at Fremantle Art Centre?
We do. We've got, I'll be giving a curator's tour of our Undertow exhibition on Saturday the 26th at 11 a.m. So you can jump onto our website and register for that. We've also got another kind of programming event called An Evening with the Collection, which will be running soon. More details on our website. And that's just a really great opportunity to spend some time with Andre Lipscomb, our City of Fremantle Art Collection curator, and get a sense of, you know, what treasures are held within that collection.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck with everything tonight.
Thanks so much, and I hope people can make it down this evening.
And that was our first guest for this hour, was Glenn Isaac R. Pilkington, the visual arts, or curator of visual arts at Fremantle Arts Centre. Almost a bit of a tongue twister, that one, isn't it? And that new event, Disclosure, is happening tonight. And as Glenn said there, you can go and find more of the details online.